Yeah, so I'll just try to do another quick audio on this issue, this forensics fraud thing. Yeah, I will tell about the legal combat a little bit. So during all this time I was in jail, I still had websites and .com domain names in my favor. I have assets, very real assets, intellectual property assets. Even if I'm not a superficial big baller, high roller in the tech world, which is all run by fraud, not all, but mostly run by fraud and false valuations. Ideas that these unicorn companies are worth like 20 billion when most of them probably aren't worth 20,000 and have negative ROI projections in reality. Yeah, these unicorn valuations are completely fraudulent, most of them. They're based on false projections. Like WeWork, for example. You can read up on how they were valued at like 50 billion and now they aren't even worth five. And they terminated my membership based on scandalous defamation and discrimination against heterosexual men. You can read that whole story, how they terminated my hot desk membership. Even though I offer the number one most valuable SaaS, Brainstorm Pro, that could have helped literally every last business renting space from WeWork. Every last business renting space from WeWork could have gotten like literally a $50,000 boon to business, even with the free edition of my software. But I had to be terminated without explanation, locked out, not even a chance to get my stuff for the crime of being heterosexual. And yes, homophobic. I don't want AIDS. I don't want to be a part of these idiots or even talk to them with their stinky cock breath. So, I was locked in my cell and I studied legal materials with Christopher Crosby, aka CeCe. He was an African American pro per litigant. I think he's a genius. And he already had like a year's head start on me. He had been ordering legal documents from LRA, Legal Research Associates, for I think close to a year. So he had tons of legal documents and he would pass me sections that he thought were relevant under my door. He would give them to me, or he would tell someone out in pod time to pass them to me. And I studied law day and night for months. I was underlining things and I was using, what is it called? Special, it's not speed reading, it's something different where you look at full pages at a time and try to glean the relevant terms without reading everything carefully. That was allegedly developed by Einstein, this information acquisition method. And I was underlining things and compiling notes, and I had paper taped all over my walls, compiling my legal arguments. And yeah, I condensed like probably 3,000 to 5,000 pages of research materials into a mandamus motion. I made a Faretta motion to represent myself, which was what landed me in jail and what contributed to me being the victim of attempted extrajudicial lethal injection. And I had to compile my own mandamus motion. And you best believe there's not one lawyer on the entire planet who could have come up with the mandamus motion that I did. You can read it on my site. And you can be sure that I was only capable and competent to accomplish this legal maneuver due to my knowledge of IP, intellectual property law, and derivative works, and the sure confidence that truth was on my side and that I was not crazy and incompetent as they were defaming me. So, yeah, read up on my mandamus motion. It's a great story about real world legal strategy and real world legal combat involving cyber war. Yes, newsflash, modern legal conflict is cyber war, without a doubt. It involves public relations and online news blast, and there are There most certainly are hidden microphones in the courtroom and transcriptionists relaying information to computer screens. And if you don't know what you're doing, you will not be allowed to speak in court even for 1 second, as in not even one letter, let alone one word. That is how loaded the kangaroo courts are for the vampire blood drinkers, to favor the blood drinking vampires and try to outlaw proper legal advocacy and real legal strategy, not bar association fraud, which is an illegal racketeering enterprise and a fake illegal monopoly on the study of and practice in law. You cannot monopolize law. I have Supreme Court cases detailing that you need no license to practice law. And I am giving you legal advice right now without a bar certificate. Here's an example. You can use AutoYurt from jessegilbert.com to capitalize on adverse possession squatter laws, meaning you can get free real estate using my ultra-mobile AutoYurt stealth encampment systems and capitalize on adverse possession squatter laws. That's legal advice, and anyone who says I can't give it can pretty much get shot right in the head.